Black History Month was first observed in Canada 30 years ago, in February 1996, and this year the theme of the month is Honouring Black Brilliance Across Generations. Famous black New Brunswickers include Willie O'Ree from Fredericton, who was the first black player in the National Hockey League. O'Ree's grandparents escaped slavery south of the border, making their way to Canada through the Underground Railroad, a network of secret routes and safe houses that brought tens of thousands of previously enslaved people to the country. However, many stories of black New Brunswickers have rarely been told, and these include residents of St. John, such as Barbara Marie Brown, who fostered over 100 children. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Brown's grandson, black business owner of MK Private Security, Corey Brown, about his grandmother's life and how she has influenced the lives of numerous St. Johners, including Brown himself.
I would like for people to actually recognize some of the people that are no longer here that made great steps in the black history, like the O'Ree family, for instance. The first black NHL player, he made a big cultural jump and break in the sports industry. And there's people in, just in St. John alone, that have made such a change in black history. There's people like my grandmother that a lot of people will not even know about.
I'm Corey Brown. I'm from St. John, New Brunswick, born and raised. My mother is Marlene June Brown, that is no longer with us. She passed away August 14th, 2017. My grandmother is technically my aunt, Barbara Marie Brown. She adopted my mother at the age of 3 years old. She was the youngest of 9 children. She just passed away this September. She'd raised hundreds of grandchildren. She's fostered over 100 children. She fed pretty much south end of St. John, New Brunswick. She had a house down on Hardin Street. So a lot of my history and a lot of my roots are from St. John, but my grandmother is actually from Nova Scotia. My grandmother is a big influence on who I am, who my sisters are. My grandmother is a big influence on how I look at the gay community as well. My mother had come out with her sexuality when I was 7 years old in the early 90s, which was not easy back then, being a 6'1" large black woman, marrying a 5'1" nothing white woman. My grandmother was very ecstatic, saying we have a new daughter. You know, there was no judgment. My grandmother and my grandfather, Harry June Brown, there's been a big, big influence on my life on how to just treat people. Treat them with kindness. Do what you can for your neighbors. You know, help who you can help. We had Christmas dinners where there wasn't room for everyone to sit. There wasn't enough chairs. We sat on speakers. We sat on milk crates. We sat on the deep freeze. And if there was people at our table that was not necessarily family, but by the time they left was family. My grandmother always believed in, if you didn't have a place to eat during Christmas time, then you could always come to our house. My grandmother and grandfather always said, you know, everyone has a right to eat. She's given me a lot of respect for women and the gay community, and she's always made sure that nobody was left out and there was no judgment passed on anybody.
Do you know where that came from in her? Why she began to want to kind of like help people out, take care of people?
So my grandmother, she had left school at the age of 8 years old to help actually take care of her family. So my grandmother always had that compassion. My grandfather always had that compassion and drive to just help people in need. I believe in family and the family unity, and the things she just passed down to us, just family always eats together. Family always cries and laughs and loves together. And to see her being such a caring and giving person, I think that just comes from her mother and her father. She, you know, takes care of children her whole life. She took care of just everyone that was in need. And I just, for myself, being in the security business, it felt like I was doing something that my grandmother would have wanted me to do. It was kind of just making sure somebody even just got to the car at the end of the night, just made me feel like I was making her proud.
To tie it in a little bit with Black History Month, what does Black History Month mean to you?
Black History Month to me is to teach the future, you know, the struggles that black people have gone through and the reminders we went through the slavery, we went through the injustice of, you know, court systems, we went through the injustice of workplaces.
There's people like myself that has experienced injustice in workplaces. I actually had a noose put on my toolbox at one time. I think it's very important that we learn from these mistakes. Like, we can teach our kids, maybe there's only one black person in that room, and maybe there's some things that are unsavory things that are being said. Maybe to have that sensitivity to be the one to stand up and say, hey, no, you know what? Those people have been through so much, and they are still going through such a battle. You know, there's people that are not a minority that don't see the struggles because they don't experience some of the, maybe the racist terms, the uncomfortableness of being in a room full of all white people and being the only black person in there. No person of minority should have to worry about walking into a place of business and feeling uncomfortable or unwanted or made to feel just not as good as anyone else. The people that are sitting there and they're saying that they've had enough, Black History Month is really not that important. They've never felt not good enough in having people judge you, having people not even wanting to talk to you just because you're not the same color of them. I found if people were more educated on the history and the struggles that black people have gone through, I would have felt more comfortable going into an all-white school. I would have felt a lot more comfortable. I wouldn't have felt that I would have had to stand out in some negative ways. And if we try to educate our children, we try to educate just people in workforces, people in just social gatherings that, no, this is not okay for you to say the N-word, or it's not okay for you to make racial jokes. And if you see that, maybe in a social event, and maybe just sitting off to the corner for whatever reason, because maybe they don't feel as good enough to stand up and do something. And maybe you're that person that's struggling. Maybe you're that person that is now in a room full of all different races, and you may be the only white person in the room. You feel that uncomfortableness, and maybe then you realize, you're like, oh, okay, this is how it must feel for somebody that is walking into a store, maybe just judged and looked at if they're going to either steal or whether they'll look just down on just because of the color. And people are making all these different assumptions. Even just people that are just coming over to this country, same thing, the language barrier. They may be white, but yet they're still struggling with being in a whole nother culture and a whole nother community. Remember the people that have fought? Remember the people that have fought and lost their lives over our rights. Just go and support so we can make a better life for just everybody, of minority. Everyone has the right to be happy. Everyone has the right to be safe. And my grandmother is a big part on why I believe this.
More information about Black history in the province can be found at nbblackhistorysociety.org. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.